This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Chapel Hill Community Chorus has been serenading audiences in the Triangle for 30 years. Known as Voices, the 130-member group consists of professional and amateur musicians who love to sing. But you can't just sign up. You have to audition. And within the Chapel Hill Community Chorus is a select group of singers known as the Cantare Voices Ensemble. 25 members of the Cantare have to audition for their spots every year. The holiday season's a busy time for both Voices and Cantare, with concerts nearly every weekend. Cantare's conducted by Sue Klausmeier, I should say, and she joins me in the studio now with eight of the singers, not all 130. Sue, good to see you.
Hello, thanks for having us.
And also with us are sopranos Jane Thurston, Jill Fecko, altos Amanda Holder and Kate Moore, tenors Clement Jubert and Dale Bailey, bass Scott Goodwin, and baritone Dave Sroda. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
It's a very quiet chorus. The chorus
all
have it's a laryngitis, so it's just Sue. Tell us a little bit about the group. How did it get formed?
Well, about 6 years ago, we realized that there were lots of people who were enjoying singing in our large chorus, which is now called Voices, but there were some who wanted the challenge of doing some more difficult work and some very close harmony and learning music very quickly. So we formed this group. And, you know, I was looking back over the rosters and I see that there were now four people who were in that original group who are here in the group today. And so there is some turnover.
A lot of coming and going.
Yeah,
huh?
There is.
Yeah.
But we sing mostly a cappella music and things from medieval to modern music and sacred and secular. So all kinds of things.
Well, will you do something for us now? It's the holidays, you know.
Sure. Maybe we should start with O Come Emmanuel.
Beautiful.
O come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go.
Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
O come, Emmanuel, the Cantare Voices Ensemble, led by Sue Klausmeier and part of the Chapel Hill Community Chorus. So, Sue, it's that there are talented voices in the Triangle shouldn't surprise us. That you can get them together and get their schedules so that you can rehearse, that's a miracle. Must be the hard part, huh?
This group rehearses once a week, and we meet on Monday nights. The large chorus, Voices, meets on Tuesday nights. So we have a few people that choose to sing in both groups, but it takes quite a time commitment. As you can see, the rehearsals and then the extra performances during the holidays. So these are highly motivated people, not necessarily voice majors in college, but people who have enjoyed singing most of their lives, and they want to continue that as an adult. As you look around the room, the eight people that we have here, we have several scientist types and one choir director, one recent UNC graduate, one person who is a mother with three children at home. So a lot of variety of the folks who come to sing.
A variety of in the backgrounds, a variety of voices, and yet a unified sound. What does it take to get that?
Well, that is the secret. And we don't give out the
answers. You can't divulge
that?
Maybe if we go to a rehearsal, we'll get some sense of what it's like to try to put this all together while we're rehearsing Noche de Paz. Let's listen. Noche de Paz, Silent Night, by the Cantari Voices Ensemble of the Chapel Hill Community Chorus under the direction of Sue Klausmeier. So we heard in that, obviously, a big room, and Robin Copley and Al Wodarski do a great job every week making people or helping people sound great in this room. But it is different to go from one space to another. Do you have to adjust
how you're very saying? Observant. Yes, the acoustic matters a lot, and how the pieces ring in the room. We work a lot in our rehearsals on unison singing and tuning fifths, and then we try singing in different spaces. We have a couple of sites on the UNC campus that we rehearse in. One's a choral room with carpeting. This piece, Noche de Paz, was recorded in a performance hall on the UNC campus with lots of hard surfaces, so you get a nice little ring to it. We're looking forward to singing at Chapel of the Cross on December the 10th. And is that the right date? I think I got it right. Yeah. Okay, good. And they have a beautiful acoustic in that cathedral. So
do you have to make adjustments sometimes?
You do. Sometimes it affects the tempo of the piece or exactly how much energy you put into making the sound.
So. Yeah, if it's ringing around in the back of the room, you have to wait for it to kind of settle.
You're right.
How fantastic. So, and you're on the faculty of the UNC Music Department and work with the Women's Glee Club as
I do.
Well.
Yes.
Is that a different experience?
Well, it is. I get to try to become an expert in women's choral repertoire, which is a lot of fun. We just had a concert on November the 20th in Hill Hall, and I love to collaborate with other groups. We had a handbell choir come in from one of the local churches, and we had a soloist from the UNC faculty join us and a string ensemble. So it's always fun to get people together. You know, being a choral conductor is sort of like planning a special holiday meal. You bring all the people together and you get all the right ingredients and you're going to have fun.
Well, let's do that right now, can we? Do another song for us?
Okay.
Oh, hearken ye, who would believe the gracious tidings now receive. Gloria, Gloria. Dominus Deo. The mighty Lord of heaven and earth today is come to human birth. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Oh, hearken ye who long for peace, your troubled searching now may cease. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. For at his cradle you shall find God's healing grace for all mankind. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. O hearken ye who long for love, and turn your hearts to God above. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The angel's song the wonder tells, now love incarnate with us dwells. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
The Cantare Voices Ensemble, O Hearken Ye, under the direction of Sue Klausmeier, and with us singing today, sopranos Jane Thurston and Jill Fecko, altos Amanda Holder and Kate Moore, tenors Clement Joubert and Dale Bailey, bass Scott Goodwin, and baritone Dave Sroka. So do you ever do this accompanied by musicians?
Yes, we do. And in fact, our spring concert involves a premiere of a piece for North Carolina that is Cantare singers and saxophone. So that'll be an interesting one.
How do you choose the music?
Well, lots of things might inspire a program. Sometimes it might be a special composer who's coming to town. In the spring, we have Stephen Chapman joining Voices and Cantare for a week of concerts. So we're doing a lot of his music on that program. Sometimes it might be a set of pieces that I'm particularly drawn to. Or with Cantare, I like to always have something for double choir. I like to have some early music. Might be a chronologically planned program. Or for our holiday programs, I like to have some early music, some modern music, and some familiar tunes because people are coming out for a holiday concert. They want to recognize something.
So do you ever do any arranging? Because I guess you can do that. Just pick a tune that's already been, not necessarily a song that's been written for a chorus.
Well, you know, that's something I should look into.
That'd be fun,
I have not done much arranging myself, but would like to.
Would you do another song for us now?
I would love to. How about Caroling, Caroling?
Beautiful.
Caroling, caroling, now we go, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow, Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices sweet and clear, sing us out of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the town, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling near and far, Christmas bells are ringing. Following, following yonder star, Christmas bells are ringing. Sing we all this happy morn, lo, the King of Heaven is born. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
The Cantare Voices Ensemble here on The State of Things, caroling, caroling. We talked about, Sue Klausmeier, the audition, the fact that everybody has to audition. What's the process like?
Well, I ask the singers to audition every year so I can be familiar with their voices and feel that we have that kind of close connection. And they bring in a prepared piece to sing for me, usually an accompanied piece. And then I ask them to sing some vocal warm-ups. I'll always have them sing a chromatic scale, a whole tone scale, and just try to determine how good an ear they have. So I'll know if they're going to be able to match pitches with other singers, sing in tune, if they're flexible, they can learn something quickly. Because we do go through a lot of music, and we have to learn it pretty quickly.
And I'm guessing it's a match with the other voices as well. So you
it
might
is.
Hear a great voice and think, oh, gee, I wonder if that's going to be part
you're
of the
exactly
group.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
It's great stuff. We're so happy to have you here. It sounds beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I know you're going to sing us out, but I want to thank the Kantari Voices Ensemble. They're going to sing us out, but I want to let you know that they're going to be performing on Saturday, December 10th, 7:30 at the Chapel of the Cross in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Community Chorus, the whole chorus, performs Friday, December 16th at 8 o'clock, Hill Hall on the campus of UNC, and again on the 17th at Hill Hall at 3 o'clock. Kantari is conducted by Sue Klausmeier. Sue, thanks to you and sopranos Jane Thurston, Jill Fecko, altos Amanda Holder and Kate Moore, tenors Clement Joubert and Dale Bailey, bass Scott Goodwin, and baritone Dave Sroka. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow, and once again, the Kantari Voices Ensemble.
Luli, Lula, thou little tiny child, bye-bye, Luli, Lule. Oh, sisters too, how may we do for to preserve this day, this poor child for